Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the very first chapter of Leviticus, we read, "The Lord summoned Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, 'Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any of you bring an offering of livestock to the Lord, you shall bring your offering from the herd or from the flock.'" Now, countless people over the generations have decided at one time or another, and perhaps you have too, to read through the entire Bible from beginning to end. It's a well-intentioned desire, and it's rewarded with some truly captivating stories in Genesis and Exodus. But then the reader encounters the book of Leviticus, and after a chapter or two, it's like resolve just erodes, and the Bible's closed. Leviticus is a recounting of the laws that God gave Moses, laws that extended well beyond the Ten Commandments that we're fairly familiar with, that would serve to govern all aspects of communal life for the Hebrew people. You know, if you read through Leviticus, you realize there are laws for worship and sacrifice. There are laws for washing dishes and bathing one's body. There are laws for settling grievances and leveling judgments. There are rules in Leviticus for just about every activity and interaction within the given community. To a contemporary reader, those laws really seem dry, sometimes seem severe, and we're quickly grateful that we don't have to live under that kind of authority. In fact, with an air of superiority, we tend to dismiss all these laws in Leviticus as something the poor Jews had to deal with, while the more enlightened and liberated Christians can faithfully ignore them. What we often miss, though, is the power of rules and regulations. We often take the rule of law that protects our own society for granted, and we forget what a preserving force Judaic law was in antiquity. I mean, there are reasons, I think, why the Hivites and the Jebusites and the Canaanites and the Philistines don't exist anymore, while the Jews continue to endure, even, as we know, having faced some of the most unspeakable attempts to sweep them off the face of the earth. I think one of those reasons is the Jewish devotion to the law. Laws really do protect life. Rules safeguard relationships. And strict regulations can save entire societies. The book of Leviticus may be a book that wearies the contemporary reader, but that book of laws has sustained Jewish people for nearly 3,500 years. Now, therefore, it might be worth reading and really taking to heart. Let's pray about that. Lord, we really do chafe under certain rules and regulations. We don't like thinking about having our freedoms limited in any way whatsoever. And yet we know that the rule of law ensures our liberty. Without laws, we would have chaos, which harkens back to the dawn of creation when the world was nothing more than a formless void. You gave the world shape. And Lord, your laws set appropriate limits for our lives. Help us to appreciate your call to regulation for the gift that it truly is. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.